6:25 in the morning. No degrees, 0 degrees in Fargo. Y94 is the number one hit music station, Playhouse in the morning. So Valentine's weekend, if you aren't in a relationship, is actually one of the most major bar weekends of the year for singles, which means this loser line at 701-297-3601 might really come in handy. Now, you probably didn't remember what I just said. You can find a keyword loser line at Y94.com if you ever want to give this as your phone number. But there's a very specific type of person that you might actually want to give this to. Don't just give to anybody.
Yeah, that guy that is just giving you the wrong vibes. Maybe he's got bad breath and he just keeps pushing up on you and he's saying weird things and you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, everybody that has bad breath and needs a mint should get the loser line.
Well, not everybody.
Yeah, he's a little bit creepy, comes on a little strong.
There we go.
He's just a little bit too much.
Yo, what's up, girl? Yo, we met at the club the other night. You look like it was really feeling me. We should hook up. Call me.
I know you thought that we were a hit. Thought you were so cool when you asked me for my digits. But now your hopes are dashed, 'cause you're just a loser in a radio bit. So you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
So you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
First unheard message.
Hey, it's me. We met last night. I was just letting you know that I'm available anytime Saturday evening to meet up with you. Anyway, I was just letting you know that I need to kind of find out in MapQuest where you live, because I drive an energy efficient vehicle. And the charge that I have, I've had it for a while, and I can only get out to about 30 miles. And then maybe I could get it back if I could plug it into your house. Anyway, like I said, wow. I'd love to meet with you. Give me a call back.
Next message.
Hey, how's it going? I'm not sure if you'll remember me. I ate at your place the other night. We were having a good time, and I thought you were just being sweet, get a fat tip, but you ended up giving me a number even after I left you that $2 tip. I left you a tip because I wanted to make sure that you were going to give me your number for the right reasons. Give me a call back whenever you get a chance.
Next message.
Hey, what's up, baby girl? I got your number from a friend. Let's see. I was the sexy motherfucker that you kept trying to buy you drinks at the club last night. And you kept saying no. You looked at me. You were checking me out all night. And no one has ever accused this guy right here.
Next message.
Hi, this is. I'm sure you'd remember me. The bartender gave me your number, and I hope you don't mind. I was just wondering, I live right around the corner from there, and maybe you want to stop over sometime. And my husband works late on Tuesday night, so that would be a really good time. But my number's 9.
Next message.
Hey, what's going on? This is. I met you outside of. Hey, I was trying to call to get up with you, you know? Get a drink, have some food, and that'll be pretty cool. And yeah.
End of messages.
So, you thought we could go out sometime. No, that won't be fine, 'cause you're on the loser line.
You're such a loser.
Can we all just take a moment to appreciate the married woman in the
That's
loser line?
Awful.
Damn. Okay. Flush Format Friday in about 90 seconds. Miss New Booty on the way. Comedy Spotlight in a couple of minutes. And a segment we'll simply call Creepy Children.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Drop it.
Awesome. Amazing. Awesome.
Awesome. Like I said.
Y94.